All systems operating within normal design parameters. Engage cybernetic generation sequence. Malfunction detected. System overload. Warning. System overload critical.
Beautiful. Sing it, Tom Petty. There he is. The one and only Tom Petty, gone at the age of 66, unfortunately. Wow. Speaking of running on a dream, the Philadelphia Eagles sitting pretty at 3-1. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sports Talk. I'm your host, Mike Yelick. And I'm not joined by Dustin tonight because he is injured. He is on the injury report. He is out. And can you believe that it's just me tonight, Mike Yelick, bringing you the best sports talk, period, where we talk everything from NFL, MLB, NBA, WWE, NHL, MMA. What else? Who knows? But I do want to say this. I thank everyone for joining me. We are getting to your calls. I am getting to your calls, I should say. 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to me. That's the number. And, I have big news to start the program. That's right. From 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm just going to drop it right now. Next week on the program, the one, the only, Harry Mays, the midday host. We'll be back on One Sports Talk next week. That's right. As will Dust. Harry Mays back next week on the program. And I have to say, I am amazed at what the Philadelphia Eagles are doing right now. 3-1, 2-0 in the conference. And it's incredible. It's incredible because right now you have the Redskins lost. All right. We'll talk about it. The Giants lost. Oh boy, we will talk about that. And the Cowboys lost. Ladies and gentlemen, your Philadelphia Eagles 3-1 and not looking back. And I know many people are going to call the program tonight and, you know, they're going to pick apart this game, but I don't think you can pick apart anything. We beat the teams that we need to beat. And as Andy Reid says,
don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Exactly right, Andy Reid. Enjoy the damn win. And we will take your calls, 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us. We got 3 callers already on the line. But as it's like clockwork. I say this every single week. And every single week, it's like clockwork. By the way, we have Rob Guarino coming on. He's going to talk about a hurricane, surprisingly. Can you believe this? A hurricane back? I thought we were talking all about winter. But he's going to be joining the program at 8:45. Like I said, Harry Mays joins the program next week on this program, 917-889-8018. But let's take your calls. We're talking Eagles, Redskins, Giants, Cowboys, and anything else in the NFL. But let's start off by going to line number 1. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Derek from Macungie. How you doing tonight, Mike?
There he is. Derek, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. I'm feeling a little down about my team this week.
Well, I got to get one of these. Yeah, I got to tell you this, all right? You guys played a good game. I mean, I wasn't walking away from that looking at how the Redskins fan would feel. and thinking, oh, they played a crap game. They played a good game. They hung in there most of the game, and then in the end, they just fumbled away. And by the way, I mean, that 6 points that was scored at the end, I think Vegas had something to do with that. I mean, what do you think about that?
I'm just glad that I turned the television off after the last field goal was kicked, because I wouldn't have been able to go to sleep after that. And the thing is we hung in there the whole game. I agree with you. But the way the game started off, we shouldn't have had to hang in there. The Redskins should have dominated that entire game from the get-go, but it just felt like Redskins of old, that they just slowly bled out the entire game up until the end, and then they couldn't close.
I mean, I got to tell you, man, I was watching it, and I'm looking at the score. It's 10-0 first quarter. I'm like, here we go again. This is week number two where I'm looking at it and thinking, okay, here's another AFC West team that the Redskins are going to handle and quite well, actually. But it just didn't happen in the end.
Nope. I mean, at the end of the day, I do still feel good about the Redskins, because they did keep up with the Chiefs. I mean, again, even when I watched the Eagles do it, and they were close, you know, I thought for a minute there they were going to win, but they were close. I was thinking, if I was an Eagles fan, I'd still be feeling pretty good about that game. And now I'm in the same boat, and I do have to say, I feel good, just disappointed.
Absolutely, and absolutely. And you have to look at the NFC East, Derek. What is your gut feeling right now? Because the NFC East, aside from the Giants, because they're done. But the NFC East, really, right now, looking at it, yes, the Eagles are in the driver's seat, but Eagles have a tough schedule. I mean, the Redskins are without Josh Norman, and the Cowboys are, who knows? And the Giants just stink. But between those three teams, who wins this division? I mean, really, who wins this division going forward?
It's a toss-up. It really is. I mean, yeah, the Eagles look good. They're one game up right now. We're a quarter of the way through the season, so I think it's still too early to make a bunch of predictions. But losing Josh Norman is going to hurt the Redskins. And the Cowboys, I think they're just having a bad run of games. They're a really good team. And, you know, being a Redskins fan, I hate saying that. But if facts are facts. I just think it's too early to be tossing it up and trying to say that somebody's going to pull ahead in this race. But I will, if I had to say it, I would say the Eagles.
Wow.
They look good. I know. I keep it real, man. I'm going to say that shit every week. I keep it real.
Wow.
I mean, so granted, you all have beat two 0-4 teams, but I think the Chargers are a great 0-4 team. They are.
Yeah.
They had a bad string of luck as well.
I think it's silly to say they're great, because you can't be great and be 0-4 in the NFL, but they're good.
I'm pretty sure I said good, not great.
No, you did say
great. I'll listen to it in the morning, and we'll clarify that.
There you go, brother. Yeah, you can check us out on TuneIn Radio, iTunes, and you know, all that other fun stuff on Blog Talk as well. Let me get a prediction for you. Not only – I know the Redskins don't play this week, but – I want to ask you, what was with all the injuries in that Redskins game?
I think the Redskins, they just wanted to go ham. They just wanted to crush, and they're just listening to our defensive coordinator, you know, go out there and take some heads off, you know. And they were doing it, but we don't condition. That's like a huge problem in the NFL in general, but I think for whatever reason, the Redskins have always been traditionally bad at that. Since the early 90s, before our heyday was over, bad conditioning. I heard it was humid in Kansas City that night. I mean, I could see Andy Reid sweating through his shirt, so I know that was humid. Tomato on tomato.
Like out there, yeah.
My man loves his Kansas City barbecue.
That's good.
But that's what was going on with that.
Right. Yeah, no.
Just bad conditioning.
Josh Norman now out for 3 weeks, possibly more. Redskins are getting a bye week, I think, at the right time. You really want a bye week now, because you're pretty banged up in the secondary. And then you look at the Giants. They have the Chargers at home. That, believe it or not, the Giants are actually 3-point favorites right now going into that game. Eagles, I think, may have one of the easier games. The Cardinals are in Philly. That should be a pretty high-scoring game. I'm not going to tell you where I'm picking yet. I think it might be a little surprising. And then the Cowboys just have a rough game coming up against the Green Bay Packers, who are 3-1 and not looking back. Packers go into Dallas this Sunday, and you have to like it. Even if you're a Redskins fan, I mean, I know you're probably betting on, you know, the Cardinals to win, and you want the Cardinals to win, but That probably won't happen. But the other two teams, Cowboys are probably going to lose that game. I don't see them beating the Packers. And then the other one, you know, the Giants against the Chargers, that could go either way. I think Phillip Rivers is playing pretty well. Luckily for the Giants, he's the only one playing well on that team. But nonetheless, the Eagles will probably still be in first place next week, and then the Redskins come back, and they're in the mix. So, yeah, it could go either way. But, Derek, give me a prediction on that Cardinals-Eagles game and a final thought.
Well, if I could, I'd actually like to do an NFC East picks this week because I'm going to take the Chargers. I think Phillip Rivers is playing better than most people give him credit for, and I think they're going to pull it out because of that. I am picking the Packers. I mean, I think they're hot too, and I'm picking the Eagles. I think Arizona is. The Eagles are getting good pressure on defense on quarterbacks, and Carson Palmer's a statue back there, so he's right. going to post up and just get dominated. So y'all are going to have a good weekend, and I'm sure you're going to be feeling good next week when we talk on Wednesday, talking about all that good stuff.
Eagles 4-1. Look at that. All right, Derek. Listen, you have a good night. We'll talk to you next week. All right, man.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Talk to you later.
There he is. Derek from McCungee, one of our favorite callers. Yeah. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't see the Eagles losing this game. I think it's going to be a very high scoring game because the Eagles cannot seem to keep these teams down in the fourth quarter. Third and before that, Eagles are doing pretty well. The defense is doing great. And then the fourth quarter, they seem to just lose control of the games. They need to improve that going forward. But I think they will. I think they will. You look at some of these teams that happened this week, and you're thinking, what the heck went on? So you start off, by the way, I got to give myself and my predictions, and we'll talk about that, one of these. I mean, I didn't see some of those scores. All right, I made a big prediction. I said Bears win that game. Yeah, 35-14. All right, let's move on. Packers beat the Bears. All right, we got that. Handle the Dolphins. What a boring game. If you're watching at 9:30 in the morning, I'm getting sleepy watching that game. 20-0, Saints win this game, and it wasn't even close. All right, it was only 3-0 at halftime. It was brutal watching that game, and then the Texans just go off out of nowhere, 57 points, a league record, not a league record, but a franchise record for the Texans. 57 points, the most points ever scored against the Titans. 14. That's ridiculous, by the way. Dustin, by the way, a very mad camper after last week. 14 points is all the Titans could muster up. That's ridiculous. And then you have the Jaguars Jets. Where did that come from? The Jets winning a game 23-20 in overtime. Incredible. Then you have the Patriots losing to the Panthers. Another game I didn't see coming. Cam Newton and the Panthers all of a sudden look like they're something to be reckoned with. 3-1 going into a pretty relatively, I'd say, easy game this week. 33-30, Panthers over the Patriots. Then you have the Lions going against the Vikings. 14-7, Vikings look atrocious. Now, luckily, Sam Bradford listed as questionable. He might be actually coming back this week. We'll talk about it. Bills beating the Falcons. I mean, look at some of these scores. And this is why I say the Eagles, it's the right there for the taking. Not only the NFC East, but the entire NFC. They could get a first-round bye. I know I'm going way ahead of myself. Bills go into Atlanta and beat the Falcons by a touchdown? By six, whatever? 23-17? Am I scared of the Falcons? No, I'm really not. And then you look at the other games here. Steelers 26-9 over the Ravens. The Steelers just put a beating on the Ravens. I don't know what's wrong with the Ravens right now. They're 2-2, but they've lost their last two. They do not look good, by the way. And then the Bengals decided they want to show up for once. 31-7 over the Browns, who just stink out loud. It took them to the fourth quarter to actually score a touchdown. Then you have another shocker. The Rams beat the Cowboys. And I know Derek said, you know, oh, the Cowboys still, I think they're still a good team. And they are a good team. But how good is the question? Because the Rams went into Dallas with that high scoring offense and put 35 on the Cowboys to beat them 35-30. Didn't see that coming either. This one, you know, it was either way. I actually picked the Chargers because I think it was a tough game for the Eagles, but the Eagles pulled it off 26-24. Eagles beat up on the Chargers. Phillip Rivers is, you know, foaming at the mouth, yelling at people, yelling at Ken Wisenhunt. And they just look like, I mean, that stadium, it was incredible what the Eagles fans did. The way they traveled to that stadium, they made it a home game. So now you look at the Eagles' schedule. They had 9 home games on the season because that was pretty much a home game out in L.A. And then you have the Buccaneers and the Giants. The poor Giants. They lose again at the literally the last couple seconds of the game by a field goal. I love kickers, by the way. 25-23, Bucks over the Giants. Giants now 0-4 and just, oof, it's brutal. If they don't win Sunday against the Chargers, they may not win for a long time. And then the 49ers go into Arizona. They lose in overtime. We had a lot of weird but good games. Cardinals beat up on the 49ers 18-15 in overtime. Cardinals 2-2. And going into the Link Sunday, it's a very tough game for the Cardinals. Then you have the Raiders and the Broncos. What happened here? The Broncos beating up on the Raiders, but it shouldn't have been that close. Derek Carr out with a back injury, 2 to 6 weeks. I'm thinking more 4 weeks right in the middle there, but we'll see. 16-10, Broncos. How about that? And then this game was ugly. Colts Seahawks, Sunday Night Football on NBC. And if you were watching anything else, WWE, The Walking Dead, I don't even know, Breaking Bad, is that still on? There were so many things you could have been watching other than this crappy Sunday Night Football game where the Seahawks just demolish the Colts. I don't even know if they're a team anymore. 46-18, that shouldn't even have, just, no. That whole game was just brutal. And then this game, speaking of brutal, for Redskins fans, 29-20. However, most of the game, the Redskins were actually leading, and then it all fell apart. And the Chiefs remain the only undefeated team at 4-0, not looking back. And the Redskins 2-2, and a very tough game coming up after their bye week. So that's why I like where the Eagles are. We are coming back. We got Rob Guarino coming on in a couple minutes, actually. I believe like 1 or 2 minutes. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back right after this with a lot.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CR-V, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
Oh, you know what else? You know what else is very, very good? The Christmas season that is upon us. And when it's Christmas, it's also Christmas lights. And I only trust one person to give me the power to light the house the way I want, and that's Werkheiser Electric, baby. Always giving free estimates. They're powered by integrity. They got revolving coupons on the website at werkheiserelectric.com. Speaking of coupons, guys, you mention the code 1SPORTSTALK to Werkheiser Electric, you're getting $50 off your first service call. They are servicing the Lehigh Valley. They're licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser. You got to call them at 610-866-1076 and go to WerkheiserElectric.com. You know what else you're going to do? You're going to get your car repaired. And when you get it repaired, you're going to go to Deku Auto Body. because they're family owned and operated since 1948. State of the art facility and equipment. You can finance your deductible 90 days free. It only takes 45 seconds to approve it. Get updated repair status online. I did this last year, the year before, probably the year before that. I watched my cars that got repaired. Deku's car rental service, they are accepting all insurance appraisals and giving free estimates. Deku is your auto body specialist. To go to DekuAutoBody.com. They're located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, MillerLite.com. You're going to go there, and then you're going to say to yourself, beer, 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 hashtag six-pack. For the greatest light beer and the original light beer, you want Miller Lite. It's Miller time. All right? When I was in Ocean City, Maryland, that's what I was drinking. All right? I was drinking Miller Lite because it's the only beer that I actually trust to give me the kind of time I want to come back in the fall and watch the Philadelphia Eagles do some damage in the playoffs. It's going to happen, I'm telling you right now. All right, we're back on Sports Talk. I'm your host, Mike Yelich. Not joined tonight by Dustin Pastula as he is out with a concussion injury. He will be back next week. Well, I got to give him for a concussion, really? I got to give him one of these, all right? Yeah, that's some bad work by him. And like I said, next week, Harry Mays from 97.5, the Fanatic in Philly, will be joining us on the program. That's right. Harry Mays joins One Sports Talk. The phone lines are ripping right now, but we need to get to every week we do this with, I got to play the drop because everyone seems to like it now. And that is, let's see, Robbie G.
Robbie G.
There he is. All right, let's go to Robbie G. Robbie, how you doing, man?
God. Well, we just had an accident.
What?
Are you there? No, nothing like a car
yeah.
accident. I'm coming home.
Wow.
I'm in Florida.
Yeah.
And in a matter of 30 seconds while I'm on hold listening to your light beer commercial thing you're doing, your
right.
Miller Lite, I drop a bottle of wine in the driveway.
Oh, man.
And my quesadilla is left over from the restaurant.
Oh,
yeah. So my leftovers and wine are now gone.
Oh, that's some bad work by you, Rob. I got to be honest. That's bad work. What kind of wine was it, by the way?
It was just white wine. It was Sauvignon Blanc. Just bring
it
in a bottle.
There he is, Robbie
and
G!
And good leftovers. Hey, what's going on over there?
Robbie, I got to be honest with you. I really, after last week, I was so pumped up. I was getting ready to talk about winter from here on out. And then you dropped the news today to me, actually. We got another hurricane? What's this?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not a hurricane yet. It's such a depression. They're probably going to name it tonight or tomorrow.
You're getting me depressed.
Delete,
yeah.
But it's just the season. I mean, it's still hurricane season. And it looks like it's going to develop pretty quickly. Depending on how much water it can go over, there's some warm water in the Gulf. It may hit near between New Orleans and Tallahassee, the Panhandle,
okay.
By Sunday. Right. And then it comes up into the Delaware and Lehigh Valley, possibly Monday and Tuesday with some heavy rain. It's a quick mover. So.
What?
You know, for even, you know, our local listeners tonight, we could be impacted early next week. We do need the rain, actually, up there, so.
No, believe it or not, we actually do need it. It's very dusty up here. It's like the dust bowl.
Yeah, it's been very dry.
So, yeah.
That's that. So we're watching that, and, you know, that'll.
Now, but Rob, is it a threat
busiest season?
To do any damage to the East Coast, or is it not that type of hurricane?
No, because it's going to make landfall in the Gulf side, so you know it'll lose all its strength.
Okay.
You know, it might be breezy Monday or Tuesday, and I think the rain's the bigger issue than the wind as far as you know the system. But I don't see it being that big of a deal because it comes in, you know, well inland versus like an East Coast Irene or something or Sandy.
Right.
So it'll be a rainmaker for us, and you know it could be heavy. We'll see how it plays out. It's still early in the game here, and. That's short term. October looks kind of normal, and then we'll start to see the winter chill come in November. Well, there you go.
Wow. Okay, so we're still good on that prediction for the winter, the early start and gradually snowy and colder than normal. Is that what we're still thinking, or did something change?
Yeah. No, not the change in last week. We really didn't get any new information. So, the percentage for La Nina went up a little bit, but we already kind of know it's 83% chance, so we're kind of locked in. But nothing really since we talked last week. A lot of stuff is already in play, although they are now expecting that volcano to erupt. They got a lot of people are coming off that island out in Bali, Bali out there. So that solidifies what we thought about the volcano. It may go any day now. So that also increased a bit. So those are the factors we mentioned that could bring us the winter.
So here's the thing. I'm having this big, many people on the show don't realize I actually host a nonprofit Christmas attraction, and we have a opening kickoff show for November 18th. Should I be starting to be concerned for snow and cold on November 18th, or is that stretching it?
No, you're stretching it. You're still stretching it. I mean, it might be cold. I don't think we're going to have snow, but, you could get a little cold outbreaks here and there. I don't think it's, midwinter type of cold, but enough to throw a coat on, possibly. But, no, I think this year, I don't think we hit it that hard early on, so I think kind of things ease into winter early here so far. So, you should be able to do it.
Okay. Let me get your thoughts on this game, man. Eagles 3-1 and pretty much right there at the top of the NFC. Not the NFC East, the entire NFC. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, it was a big week last week. A lot of teams that normally win lost, New England and you threw in, and of course, Dallas, which was great. I listened to that on the radio in the car. And I was just so happy when they lost it because they were close there at the end. And then I was like, okay, we're sitting pretty. Zone is going to be a tough game. I mean, even though San Diego wound up being a tough game, I still felt that game was going to be an easier game than Arizona. Arizona's a pretty decent team. But because it's in Philly, I think we get the edge. That's my feeling.
Rob,
so they pull it off by 2 or 3 points.
Stop it. That team sucks. Like, don't give me the Cardinals. Come on. They stink. The Cardinals stink. Carson Palmer's a statue back there.
Statue.
Yeah, he can't move anymore. He stinks.
Still going to go with a 3-point win.
Okay. Jerry Jones said it best. When he was asked about what does he think about the Cardinals winning this game, this is what he said.
Kind of circumcising the mosquito.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jerry Jones.
That soundbite's going to run every week. That's been gone 2-3 weeks now.
I mean, really.
He's going to keep using that one over and over.
Right, right. But they
what's your call?
Rob?
I
don't
think you're
right.
I mean, obviously. Mike, what's your call in the game? What do you think?
My call in the game, and I'll get to this later, but my call in the game, it's going to be very high scoring for both teams. But I think in the end, unlike the last couple of weeks in the fourth quarter, the Eagles pull away in the fourth quarter and make it like a 35-24 game. All right. So Eagles do win by over 10. Yeah. It's not 3 points. That team can't. No, stop it. The Cardinals stink. You know they stink. You're just playing with me, Rob.
Yeah. But the nice thing about the NFL is a win is a win. It doesn't matter how you win, a win's a win. Have you seen the line? I didn't even look this week. What's the line on the game? Is it 3 or 4? Have you seen it?
So the Eagles are 6.5 favorite.
Oh, wow. It's more than I thought. Well, I guess maybe you're on.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Right? Yeah. I don't see how this game's going to be close at all. I really don't. And breaking news. All right. Rob has just found out that this was a 6.5 point lead. So, Rob, do you want to change your prediction?
Yes. I'm going to go with 4 points.
All right, 4 points. There we go. All right. There he is. We are getting to your calls, guys. Just calm down. There he is, Robbie G. Robbie G, I love it. Robbie G. Every single week we talk to him at 8:45. Rob, we'll talk to you next week. All right, buddy.
All right, Mike.
There he is, Robbie G. There he goes. And there he is, Robbie G. We are getting to your calls, 917-889-8018. It's Mike Yelich riding solo tonight as my partner here out with a concussion. So I'm riding solo. We are getting to your calls. I see you guys on there. We got five callers lined up. I swear I'm getting to every single one in order, but let's go right now to line number six. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Sean from Lehigh Valley.
Sean from the Lehigh Valley. What's on your mind tonight, Sean?
Can you hear me okay tonight?
I can hear you okay. Yeah, last week we had a little bit of a blip, but I can hear you good tonight, man.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Yeah. So we're at that time of the season now where we're going to start saying that the next team we play is absolutely horrible, like you just did with the 2-2 Arizona Cardinals. With the over and under on you playing that background music is going to be 4 for my conversation.
Wow.
But we squeak by. We won the last two games, combined record of 0-8. We beat them by a total of 5 points, and you think we're just going to mop up the 2-2 Arizona Cardinals?
Well, let me ask you something, Sean. What do you think is so scared? What makes the Cardinals? That team stinks. What makes them so scary to you?
Larry Fitzgerald.
So one guy
against
who's passed his prime.
Against any one of our cornerbacks. The other speed receivers. Put it this way. I'm going to really knock you out of your seat. I expect us to beat them this Sunday. And if they beat us, if we beat them this Sunday, then I will call you next week and enjoy the win thoroughly and say the Eagles are on their way to something special.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy
year.
The win, man.
Yeah, after next week. Because we did this last year. We did this last year at 3-1. We started smelling ourselves, and we were unstoppable. And what happened?
I hear you, but I don't think it's going to happen this year. I really don't. It's a different team. They have players. They have veteran players. Carson, I almost said. Dude, by the way, I just want to say this. Did you hear the announcer say Carson Palmer? Dick Stockton saying Carson Palmer when it's clearly Carson Wentz on the field.
Did you hear the announcer when LeGarrette Blount got the first down and there's a minute and 20 seconds left and he said, well, all they need is a touchdown now to seal the game? That was the most horrible officiating I've ever seen in my life. Broadcasting.
Oh yeah, it wasn't good. But at the same time, either was the play of the game, all right? Now, I'm glad Doug Peterson decides he wants to keep running the ball because LeGarrette Blount, now I said it at the beginning of the season, I was wrong, all right? I will give myself a bum, 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 bum because I was wrong. I said LeGarrette Blount is done. He's not done, all right? That man could still ball. He could still play. He could still run. And I think he will continue it into this season. What do you think about him?
Yep. I think it's time we hammer the opposition with blunt force object and just keep running them. And I'll tell you what, that Corey Clement isn't too bad either.
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right.
Well, you don't like him?
Yeah, rookie. He's a rook. Come on. He's all right.
He's a rook. We need all the help we can get.
Yeah. Well, we got Fletcher Cox. He's listed as questionable, so he might be coming back.
Yeah, the Negadelphia reign will end for me with a win this Sunday. I will
okay,
be
okay. Don't worry about it.
Enjoy if
the win,
we
man.
Beat the Cardinals, we'll beat the Panthers because the Panthers got so much mental baggage going on right now. It's not even funny. If we beat the Cardinals this week, we're going to be 7-2 at the bye week.
Wow, there he is, and he's. What's your prediction? Do we do it or not? We're up against it. I got to get going. But are we going to beat the Arizona Cardinals?
We do it 33-30.
Wow. That's a Panthers-Patriots type of score right there. All right, there he is, Sean from the Lehigh Valley. Sean.
Write it down.
We'll talk to you next week. All right, man.
Yep. See you, Mike.
All right, there he is, Sean from the Lehigh Valley, calling it 33-30. Wow. I don't know if I see the Cardinals being able to score 30 points, but that will be a different story for a different day. Let's go to line number 6. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Tim in Hershey.
Tim in Hershey. Oh, Hershey. What you doing in Hershey, man?
Oh, I'm just eating a chocolate bar.
Eating a chocolate bar. Eating a chocolate bar. Are you a Phillies fan, man?
Yeah, I am a Phillies fan. I got to be honest, though. When I first called in, I thought I called the wrong number. I thought I called One Weather Talk there for a second.
That's Robbie G. We have him on every week. Yeah. Are you a winter fan like I am, man?
No. Give me summer all year long.
Oh, come on, man. I gotta do it. I hate to do it, but I gotta do it. Gotta get that summer out of here. I'm sweating here. I'm sweating even more because of that Eagles game. It was closer than I thought, but let me get your reaction to that Eagles game and the upcoming schedule, and also just the all-around feel of being an Eagles fan. Are you feeling confident this season, or are you kind of thinking this is just going to be last year and you're scared to give in?
Yeah, no, it's fun squeaking by these winless teams week after week, you know?
So you're not believing it yet.
No, they don't have a quality win yet.
I think the Redskins was quality win.
Well, the Redskins are turning out to be pretty bad too.
Oh, dude, they had that game against the Chiefs. All they would have had to do is close it, and they'd be 3-1 with their only loss being against the Eagles.
Well, okay. I don't think the loss to the Chiefs is a bad loss because that's the best team in the league right now. So they lost to the only undefeated team. But they haven't shown me anything in terms of – now, granted, you can't help it. The schedule started off as weak as it has, but these aren't very convincing wins.
All right, so let me ask you this. If they blow the doors off the Cardinals, are you convinced?
That would be very impressive, but I don't have high hopes for this game.
You don't? What? You heard my prediction. I think this is an easy win. You're not feeling that way.
I'm not feeling that way because you're going up against one of the best passing games in the league, one of probably the best receiver in the league, and as banged up as our second is, they're going to be throwing on them all day long. And Doug Peterson is now the easiest coach to prepare against. Remember, this is me saying – I'm an Eagles fan saying this. I'm just being realistic. But Doug Peterson is probably the Eagles coach to prepare for because he passes 90% of the time, basically. So,
dude, what are you talking about? He only passed 40% of the time last game.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
You're scared of Carson Palmer back there. I don't know, man. I think Carson Palmer's done. He's a statue back there.
I will say I'm happy with the 3-1 start, and I think I'm willing to increase my seasonal outlook.
Don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
I think I was saying they were going to be 6-10 this year. I'm going to increase that. I think they're going to be 7-9.
Oh, come on. Stop it. 7-9. What are you talking about, 7-9? They have they're 3-1. They're going to go – they're only going to get 4 wins the rest of the year? Come on, man.
Hey, let me ask you
something. I don't know.
What was their record? What was their record last year after 4 games?
I know. It was 3-1. Yeah, I got it. But this isn't last year. I told Sean they have veteran players. Carson, I almost said it again. Carson Wentz has another year under his belt. It's not going to happen. They actually have receivers this year instead of Nelson Aguilar. Isn't able to find his hands. All right, Nelson Aguilar looks pretty darn good.
Aguilar's looked better this year, and you know I'm a fan of Aguilar.
Yes, I do. So with that being said, do the Eagles win Sunday?
Eagles lose a tight one, 21-17.
Oh, man, you're killing me. All right, well, there he is, Tim from Hershey. Tim, I hope you're wrong, too. I'll talk to you next week. All right, buddy? All right, there he is, Tim from Hershey. I don't know, man. I can't see it. How are you going to tell me this Cardinals team is going to come in here and beat us in our hometown where we went out in L.A.? And just completely turn that upside down into a home game. And you're going to tell me that the Cardinals are going to be able to. And by the way, Cardinals, it's a tough place to play there. it's not happening. All right. You can bet green money. I'll put green money that the Eagles win this game against the stinking Cardinals. Get out of here, Cardinals. 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us. We got more of your calls coming up. Let's go to line number 3. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Shane from Allentown.
Shane, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Give me your team and then tell me what you think about your team.
I would not like to disclose that information, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay. I've never been a part of that. They can't disclose the information. Either you're a Cowboys fan and you're a rat, or your team really stinks and they don't have a win. Are you a Giants fan, man?
I'm a 49ers fan.
Oh, well, dude. All right. Well, they're rebuilding. I've said it all year. They're rebuilding. Give it a good year or two.
35 new players.
Well, listen, man. You got to give your team a break, all right? They were good in the 90s. They were good for a little bit there in 2011, 2012. And, you know, hey, things happen. You got Chip Kelly. Now you see why the Eagles didn't want him. He stunk. He ruined that team even more than it was. He got rid of one of the coaches that you guys had. Now you're without Harbaugh and you're without really a future. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough being a 49ers fan, but hang in there. I guarantee you 49ers will be back. And give them 3 years. They'll be back.
I know we will be. I'm a little disappointed, though, in the Cowboys. They're 2-2. We just think about their loss against the Rams.
Well, why are you disappointing the Cowboys? Well, what do you care?
Well, a lot of my family are fans, but I was looking forward to Ezekiel Elliott doing good this year.
I mean, here's what I think, man. I think it's in his head. I think this whole thing, because I'll just call it thing, all right? I think this whole thing is in his head, and until he gets out of it and there's closure to it, I think he's going to continue to be up and down the entire season. What do you think about that?
Honestly, I can agree. I could agree with that 100%. I think if the situation wasn't going on with him, we could be seeing better results. Do you think that would affect their win?
Against
the Packers?
They could
have won more games.
Listen, they're losing Sunday. All right? They got a tough game against the Packers. I mean, I don't see how they pull that off. They're pretty much right in the middle of the pack as far as offense, defense, passing, rushing. I mean, offensively, they're 12th in the league. Defensively, they're 18th. All right? Passing, they're 15th. And rushing, they're 14th. 14th with Ezekiel Elliott.
Do you think they make it to the playoffs this year?
You know what, boy? At the beginning of the season, I would have said they're a surefire bet. They're absolutely going to be in the playoffs. Now, with the grip that the Eagles have on the NFC East so far and the Redskins looking like they could be a threat, I really don't. I don't see it anymore. I might be wrong. Let me ask you this. Do you?
I think this year is a bad year for them. I think once, you know, this whole situation with Elliott is over, the whole team will feel better. So probably next year, but as of this year, no.
Wow. Okay. All right. I mean, listen, it's possible. I just don't see it. I mean, Dak Prescott,
they're like
he
a
looked
wild
mediocre.
Card.
Yeah, maybe a wild card. But that's assuming that Dak Prescott is going to continue to play mediocre, because he's really been mediocre. He hasn't done anything spectacular this season that I'm like, oh, yeah, he's really good. No, he's okay. And Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, if he continues to do what he's doing, I don't see it. I just don't. Give me a prediction, man. 49ers are in Indianapolis. I actually am going to call it right now. 49ers win that game.
I think it's going to be another good game, to be honest. I think it's going to come down to the wire. We might even get an overtime. I don't think 49ers are going to get run over, but I don't think we're going to run over them. I think it's going to be a really tight game.
Wow. Okay. Give me a prediction on the Eagles game. We got the Cardinals coming into the link. What happens there?
You guys are going to lose.
You really
you
believe that, man?
Listen, first of all, you guys got lucky with the field.
Wait, stop. We got lucky. We got lucky with what?
Wow, a magic field goal that he'll never make again in life.
Okay, well, we would have went to overtime, and then who knows? That's not a surefire thing that we would have lost that. I don't know how you can say that the Eagles got lucky there. I mean, yeah, lucky is making a 61-yarder, but who's to say that we wouldn't have went into overtime and scored right away and the game was over? And then you play. I mean, we are only. I hate this argument that a couple callers ago made. Oh, well, you beat. Congratulations, you beat 2-0-4 teams. Okay, but that is the schedule. Guess what? We play another winless team, the 49ers, in a couple weeks. What's the excuse going to be? Oh, well, you only played the 49ers. Great. We are playing the teams that we need to play to advance into the postseason. We're doing a good job of that. Yes, we're beating them by 3. We're beating them by 2. But a win is a win. And I know you're not an Eagles fan, but I don't see how you can sit here and tell me that the Cardinals are going to come in here with the statue that is Carson Palmer. He stinks, by the way. Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald's still on that team, but they're without David Johnson. I don't see how you think they can come in here and beat the Eagles at the link with the fans. I mean, look, you saw them in L.A. They're going to be – that's going to be times 8. I don't see it.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you are right.
All right. I love it. Maybe I am right. Well, you'll never hear that from my co-host. All right. Shane, listen, man, thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you next week. All right, buddy?
No problem.
All right. There he is, Shane, calling from Allentown. Yeah, I don't see it. Come on, man. I don't see how this team is going to come in here and just blow the doors off. It's not going to happen. All right. I'm guaranteeing an Eagles win. But I'm up against it, so I will be right back right after this.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CR-V, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
Ah, you know what? It's that time of year. It's time to put up those Christmas lights. And what does that mean I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Werkheiser Electric, all right? They're always giving free estimates, and they're powered by one thing, and that's integrity, all right? That's what I'm powered on. Heck, they got revolving coupons on the website at WerkheiserElectric.com. Also, speaking of coupons, you mentioned the code ONESPORTSTALK to Werkheiser Electric. You're getting $50 off your first service call, no questions asked. They're servicing the Lehigh Valley. They're licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big games. And just leave the electrical work to Werkheiser. All right? Call them today at 610-866-1076 and make sure you're going to WerkheiserElectric.com. Also, if you're getting your car repaired, guys, you got to go to Deku Auto Body. I'm telling you, they're family-owned and operating since 1948. They have state-of-the-art facility and equipment. You can actually finance your deductible. You get 90 days free. 45 seconds it only takes. Get updated repair status online. I said before, and I'll say it again, I've done it many, many times. They're given free estimates. Deku are your auto body specialist. DekuAutoBody.com, located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, I want Miller Lite. You know why I want Miller Lite? I want the greatest light beer. I want the original light beer. Heck, I want Miller Lite. All right? It's Miller time, baby. Beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six pack. Check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to MillerLite.com. You want to make your dreams come true, but then you got to put your back in. I am back on One Sports Talk. I'm your host, Mike Yelich, not joined tonight by Dustin Pastula because he got a concussion and he's out with an injury until next week. Speaking of next week, by the way, from 97.5 The Fanatic, Harry Mays is back on One Sports Talk. We haven't had him on the program in a while, so figure we're going to have him on. We're going to talk about hopefully the Eagles coming out at 4-1 going into a quick turnaround against the Carolina Panthers, which is next Thursday night, by the way. All right, so that should be a decent-looking game. 917-889-8018. I'm taking your calls up until the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to go over the NFL scores coming up. We went over the scores from last week. We're going to go over them coming up, and then we're going to go the power rankings. Some interesting power rankings by the NFL. Eagles number three. I'm just saying. Eagles number three over the power rankings. We'll go over them. 917-889-8018. Taking your calls up until the 10 o'clock hour. Let's go to line number five. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yo, it's Baby Nine. That's on PA.
Baby Nine. There he is. If I remember correctly, you are a Saints fan and your Saints just absolutely give the Dolphins a butt kicking in London. Your thoughts?
Listen, man, I kind of already, you know what I mean? I had confidence that they were definitely going to go over there and get that win, but obviously playing over there is not really as easy as it looks because that stadium's right. Not really built for NFL games, you know what I mean? So they had a lot of communication problems and all types of shit that shouldn't happen in the NFL game. But, hey, it is what it is, man. You got to go in there and get that win regardless.
Yeah, it was ugly. It was
3-0. But the defense showed up, man. So,
I was just going to say, I got to give him credit. I mean, Jay Cutler, you made him look – you made him look like Jay Cutler, actually. Yeah. He stinks.
Yeah, they made it uncomfortable for him, yeah.
Right, absolutely. And Drew Brees back? Is he back now?
Well, I don't ever kind of thought he declined at all. It's just he just hasn't had that defense for the past 3-4 seasons, that 7-9 run season that they had. So it's not just him. Like, he can't take the whole team on his own. He's got to have a good defense. That way,
right.
Especially when the Saints don't beat themselves, they're very hard to beat.
You're not going to hear an argument from me.
You know what I mean? So if they can stay like that, then you never know, but it's still too early, you know what I mean? So we'll see how about week 8. We'll see what they're really made of.
All right, so they're 0-2 in their first two games. Now they're 2-0 in their last two games.
Yeah.
What are you thinking
on
this?
Bye this week, so.
Okay, yeah, the bye week this week. But what are you thinking on the season? Are you thinking playoffs yet? I mean, you're in a tough division.
It is tough because it could go any way, man. Go any way. Look, Carolina just beat up on New England last week, so.
Yeah, I don't understand
that.
Go
any way, man. Yeah, I know. I don't get it either. But I will just wait until week 7, week 8, and then you'll still be able to see for sure. But you're always going to want to pick your team no matter what. You know what I mean? But
right, of course.
When reality sinks in, So, but, yeah.
I bet as a Saints fan, though, I was just going to say, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was just going to say, as a Saints fan, you have to be so happy with the Buffalo Bills going into Atlanta. Putting a beat
on
the Falcons. I just, wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shocker.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. Yep, and they lost. They actually lost. They actually had key injuries in that game too. Atlanta. They lost. Pretty sure Julio Jones. Did he leave that game or he was injured?
Yeah, he was out. And he's listed as questionable this week. He's questionable.
Yeah, they did lose.
Unbelievable.
Some key players too. Yeah, I know. Right? Any given Sunday, man. Good teams have bad.
Absolutely.
Bad teams have good days. But
absolutely, Rashard, saying it.
Sunday, he says. Yo, he's doing the damn thing right now, man. So you got to give him credit, bro. So I know you're happy for sure, but.
Oh, I you know, Rashard, or Baby Nine, I'm looking at it, and I'm saying to myself, the Eagles, they did. And I know all these other callers that are saying, oh, well, we were 3-1 last year. I know. But you know what? This is a different year, all right, number one. Number two, you're looking at it. And you're seeing Carson Wentz has another year under his belt. They have Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith, even though he can't catch the ball. But they have the players now, the veteran players. Blunt.
They have,
look at LeGarrette Blunt.
They have the talented players that they need.
So it's not like last year. And we play a Cardinals team coming up, and we're up against it. Thank you for calling in, but I want to get your prediction. What do you think happens in that Cardinals-Eagles game?
I think the Eagles will definitely win that game.
Right. I don't see it being a problem, do you?
I think the Eagles – yeah, the Cardinals aren't really 100% right now. Like, they're not – they're kind of shaky, man. So, the Eagles look – you know what I mean? They look solid because they've been down and they came back to win. So, you know what I mean? They can definitely pull that win out. So, I'll definitely go with the Eagles for sure.
Yeah, you just got to believe, you know? Right. All right, there he is, Baby 9 in Bethlehem, bringing it! Baby 9, we'll talk to you next week.
Bro.
All right, man.
Later, man. Yep, later.
All right, there he is, Baby 9 in Bethlehem. Yeah, I got to give him his Saints some credit where it's due. They put a beating on the Dolphins, and the Dolphins stink. But, hey, you got to do what you got to do, and you got to win the games that are
that
in
like
front of you.
Comment?
No, Chip, it wasn't. All right, but... these are the games that you have to win, just like the Eagles. You know, they played on 0-8. The teams they played the last two are 0-8. So what? So what? They're playing the teams that are in front of them. And guess what? The Cardinals aren't that great of a team either. But this is what happens. You play the teams that are in front of you. I feel like I'm going to have to say this a lot because all those other stupid fans out there that are – fans of either, you know, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Ravens, the Seahawks, any other, I could name any team in the NFL that are not an Eagles fan are going to say, well, they only played the whatever. Like this week, it's going to be, oh, well, they only played the Cardinals. Play someone real. That's the schedule. Okay. Guess what? They play the Panthers next week. Right now, I don't, that could go either way. All right. But the week after that, it does get harder. All right, well, maybe not the week after that because they play the 49ers. But after that, we play the Redskins. I mean, we're playing some tough teams coming in here. We got the Seahawks coming up. We got the Cowboys. You can't sit here and tell me that those two games are going to be easy. Now, the Bears, well, you know. But what I'm saying is these games, the Eagles, they have to go into Seattle. You might say Seattle's different when it's away, but at home, Seattle's Seattle. And the Eagles go into Seattle and have to beat them. Then we play those high-powered Rams who just beat the Cowboys. Let me do this. Let me go down the schedule real quick. All right? I'm sick of this. Let me see if I can get to 10-6, which I think I can. All right? Let's do this. They're 3-1 now. All right? The Cardinals, 4-1. Stop. All right. You know what? I'll say they lose that Panthers game. Short week. I don't like it. Thursday night. In Carolina, all right, 4-2. Redskins at home, win. That'll be 5-2. 49ers at home, win. 6-2. Broncos at home, 6-3. Bye week at the Cowboys, win. 7-3. Bears at home, win. 8-3. At the Seahawks, loss. 8-4. At the Rams, loss, 8-5. At the Giants, win, 9-5. Raiders at home, they're not the same, 10-5. And then Cowboys at home, I think we don't really win that because we're resting everyone because at 10-6, this team makes the playoffs. And that last game is meaningless again, which I hate. But it's a meaningless game. Eagles 10-6 on the year. I just laid it out. There's the path right there. All the Eagles have to do is win against the 49ers, the Redskins, the Cardinals, the Cowboys, the Bears, the Giants, and the Raiders. They don't even have to beat the Rams, the Seahawks, the Broncos, and the Panthers. They don't even have to win those games. And they'll make the playoffs. Guys, it's that simple. All you Eagles fans out there that are calling in saying you're worried about this Cardinals game, why? Why? They'll be 4-1. Be happy. Be happy they have the Cardinals. Oh, you guys are killing me. Killing me so much that I need to go to Phillipsburg East and Honda.
Phillipsburg East and Honda. Satisfaction's guaranteed.
Football season is upon us. And at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CRV, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best.
Phillipsburg East and Honda, satisfaction's guaranteed.
Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right. You know what else must be safe? We're Kaiser Electric. They're the safe guys. All right, they're always giving you free estimates. They're powered by integrity. Guys, just go to WorkheiserElectric.com. That's all I got to say. You can go to 610-866-1076. Give them a call and let them know you want to get $50 off your first service call. You know how you're going to do that? You're going to mention the code ONESPORTSTALK to Werkheiser Electric. They're licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey, and you're going to get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the Eagles kick the Cardinals' butt. And they're doing it for me and my Christmas lights. Listen, I have the weekends free now, all right? I don't have to be out there trying to install electric, even though I can't. But I don't have to get out there and install the electric. You know why? Werkheiser's taking care of me for that, all right? They can do it for you as well. And if you have any car trouble or need a repairs or anything else in that line of business, you can go to Deku Auto Body. They're family-owned and operated. I love these guys. State-of-the-art facility and equipment. Finance your deductible. They're 90 days free, 45-second approval. Get updated repair status online. Deku's car rental service. Deku is your auto body specialist. By the way, they're giving free estimates, all right? Watch your car as it gets repaired. They have pictures of the repairs as they happen. They're updated daily on the website, and that website is DekuAutoBody.com, located at 1135 Howertown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also Miller Lite. For the greatest light beer and the original light beer, you want Miller Lite. It's Miller time, all right? Beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six pack. Check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to MillerLite.com. All right. I am back here on One Sports Talk. I'm your host, Mike Yelich. Again, Dustin Pastula is out with a concussion. Nah, for real, man. I wish you a speedy recovery, and we'll be here right next week together. All right? But I do want to talk about something real quick, all right? And by the way, Harry Mays from 97.5, the Fanatic, the midday host, along with Jason Martinez, was on the program last week. Next week, we'll be joined by the other co-host, and that's Harry Mays, a legend in radio. Sat alongside Tony Bruno for years. He does it all. He's a legend in the business, and he will be on One Sports Talk joining the program next week. So you got to tune in for that. It's always fun to have Harry Mays on the program. I love Harry Mays, all right? But let me just start out by going over some of these power rankings, all right? I'm looking at it here. All right, this is courtesy of NFL.com by Elliot Harrison, all right? They got the Kansas City Chiefs ranked 1, 4-0. All right, I can sit well with that. The Lions, number 2, 3-1. How do you feel about that? I don't know. I don't know if I like that. I don't think the Lions are second in the league. Eagles, 3rd. I don't know, but listen, I don't know about that either. I think that's too high for the Eagles. I think the Eagles are fifth. Falcons 4-3-1. Packers 3-1. Fifth. So they're trying to say that the Falcons and the Packers are not as good as the Philadelphia Eagles. Wow. Steelers number 6. All right. Bills number 7. I guess. Broncos number 8. Redskins at 2-2 are number 9. Rams number 10. 3-1, and the Rams get in the top 10. Look at those, how about those Rams coming off a big win over those Cowboys. And then the Panthers surging 11 spots to be number 11 at 3-1. Patriots number 12 at 2-2. Those Texans that, oh my God, 57 points, number 13. Seahawks, are they back? I don't know. They're number 14. Saints, number 15. The Titans, oof, they fell a lot. They fell 11 points, and they're number 16 in the league, followed by number 17 being the Minnesota Vikings at 2-2. How about the Buccaneers at 18, 2-1? Cowboys fell 7 spots, number 19 in the league at 2-2. And the Raiders, my, how the mighty have fallen at number they fell 12 spots, and they're at number 20. The Jaguars, number 21. Here's what I'm saying. The Cardinals came off a win, and they're still ranked 22nd in the league. Eagles are ranked 3rd on this. Stop it. They're not losing to this Cardinals team. Ravens, 23rd, 2-2. Bears, they stink. 1-3. Jets, 2-2, and are now 25th in the league. Bengals, 26. How about those New York football Giants? As a former co-host used to say, yeah, they're number 27th in the league, all right? 28, Dolphins, 1-2. Chargers, 29th at 0-4. Wow. 49ers, 0-4. 30th. The Colts, they stink. Jacoby Brissett, he stinks. 31 in the league, and last but not least, I feel like this has been the last, like, decade. Those Cleveland Browns, winless at 0-4. They absolutely stink. And those are your NFL power rankings from week number 5. Lions and the Eagles soaring into the top 3, and the Chiefs stay on top, and then pretty much everyone else just looking brutal. But you know what time it is, guys. It's time to do week NFL number 5 predictions. Here's what I got. All right, we're going to start at Tampa. We're going into the hot Tampa. All right, what do we got? We got the, oh boy. Yeah, this isn't good for Tampa. The New England Patriots. They've won the last 2 against Tampa. The last time they played, 23-3. Oof. Ugly, ugly game, and it's going to continue to be ugly. I love. Now, listen, I know the last Thursday night game, I did terrible. 7-9 last week on my picks. I'm going to be better this week. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. Patriots win this game 28-21. And the Bucs go to 2-2. And just more help that the Eagles are getting in the entire NFC. Bucs will be 2-2. Patriots will be 3-2. All right. Then Sunday, you have, oh boy, this is going to be brutal. Brutal to watch. The Jets are going into Cleveland, who hasn't won a game. Does it change? I think it does. The Cleveland Browns get their first win of the year. And they stink, though. Both these teams stink. It's not going to be high scoring, all right? But the Jets just don't have enough to go into Cleveland. If it was in New York, I'd say, all right, the Cleveland Browns have a chance. I love the Browns to get their first win of the year. Not by a lot, but the Browns win this game 24 to 21. Browns, like I said, get their first win. Jets 2-3 on the year, and still, believe it or not, in that division, somehow alive. Never thought I'd say that, by the way. This next game, battle. This is, you know what? This is going to be a very, very good game, all right? Everyone out there, remember I'm saying this, okay? This is going to be a good game. The Panthers are going into Detroit. Like I said earlier, it's a really tough spot for the Panthers. But I just can't do it. All right? My partner Dustin was here. He'd be like, do it. Nope, can't do it. Got to play the safe bet. Lions win this game, all right? They win it in a shootout. Panthers finally found their offense, which is not good because next week they host the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't like it. But, and they're gonna. And here's another thing why I don't like that game. Panthers are going to get beat in this game, and they're going to be mad. There's no way they're going to go 0-2 in their next two games. So, Lions win this game in Detroit. Lions win this game 35-21. And like I said, the Panthers are going to score, but it's not going to be close in that sense. Lions go to 4-1 on the year. Hey, you know what? They're going to top five because coming off a win against the team that just beat the Patriots, the former champs, Panthers still a strong team, but I think the Lions are a little bit better, especially in Detroit. Lions will be 4-1. Panthers go to 3-2, but like I said, still remain strong. And then Shane from the Lehigh Valley has to like this pick. Not only will the Browns get their first win this season, the 49ers will go into Indianapolis and beat those stinking Colts. They stink. They absolutely stink. Jacoby Brissett, he sucks. And the 49ers aren't much better. But they are a little bit better when it comes to the quarterback. I don't know why. I really, really like the 49ers to get their first win of the year and move to 20. How about this score? 27-25. Don't ask how we get there. It's better if you don't ask. But the 49ers managed to get the squeak out the victory in Indianapolis and move to 1-4. And the Colts, they also go to 1-4, but they got there a little bit differently. 49ers have the momentum after that. Oh boy. Then, those Tennessee Titans, is Marcus Mariota going to play? Well, it might not matter because they go into Miami and they play those Miami Dolphins. Oof. I don't like that game at all. Miami Dolphins look putrid. Their offense looks awful. So, DeMarco Murray, I think, might actually even have a good game, regardless of who their quarterback is. I like Tennessee in this game. I like them to win 31-17. Yeah, I don't like this at all for the Dolphins because the Titans just lost a brutal game, by the way. the Texans just went off. All right, that's just chalk it up. All right, it's a loss. But this game, Titans are mad. They're not gonna go 0-2 in their last two. Titans win this game, like I said, 31-17. Dolphins go to 1-3 on the year. Have to be disappointing for Adam Gase in Miami. All right. Then you have, I love this game. I love this game because it's not what you think is going to happen. You think, oh, the Bills are coming off that big, tough game against the Atlanta Falcons. They're going to have a fallout. No, they're not. Doesn't matter if they're in Cincinnati. That stadium's a mess. The stadium's a mess. Their fans are a mess. Don't call the program. I'm just joking with you guys. But I'm really not joking. That team's a mess. The Bengals, yeah, they won. They beat the Browns. Big deal. All right? They're playing the Bills. I absolutely love the Bills in this game because the Bills, listen, they have a good team. And I think if you give them a chance, look, they're first place. They're first place. You could say what you want. The Bills are in first place. And they have a winless – they have a winnable game against Cincinnati. The Bills, they're going to move to 4-1. Wow. Bengals move to 1-4. They're already out of that division because the Steelers are going to own that division. And, I mean, the Ravens, they might make some noise. Browns stink. But, yeah, the Bengals, they're done. 1-4. Bills move to 4-1. I love the Bills in this game. I mean, like I said, Offensively, the Bills aren't good. Defensively, they're eighth in the league. I mean, yeah, the Bengals are third, but no, I don't like the Bengals in this game at all. Bills, like I said, win that. Then we have the Los Angeles Chargers. This is an NFC East game. Going into New York, the New York Giants are right now 3-point favorites. Oh, God. Giants, unfortunately, I think get their first win. But I don't know for sure. This game could go either way. I just don't like the Chargers going across the country into New York. Giants have to get it together. They can't go 0-5, can they? Giants move to 1-4. Yeah, the Giants win this game, not by a lot. Giants win this game 27-24. Phillip Rivers has a pretty good game, but I think not going to be enough in New York. Giants get their first win of the year. By the way, I have three teams that are winless that are picking up their first win of the year. Let's see how right I am. I can't go 7-9 again, can I? The Chargers 0-4. They're not going to get their first win. They'll be 0-5. They may be the worst team in the league statistically after this week, which is incredible because I think the Chargers are still a very, well, I guess at 0-5, they won't be anything. So, yeah. Oh, well. Giants move to 1-4 on the year. Chargers 0-5 and looking very ugly. Those Jacksonville Jaguars, though, speaking of ugly, they go into Pittsburgh. It's like the lock of the week. The Steelers, no way in hell do they lose to this stinking team. Blake Bortles, get out of here. Steelers win this game by a lot, 31-17. And it's not even going to be that close. That last touchdown might be a garbage touchdown. All right. Steelers win this game, move to 4-1 on the year, really in control of that division. I hate the Jaguars. Jaguars moved to 2-3 on the year. They stink. All right. And, yeah, Steelers fans have to be happy with it. 4-1 in control of the division. Speaking of in control in the division in Pennsylvania, might be some rain for this game, by the way. I'm just seeing that now. I don't like that. But the Arizona Cardinals come into the link. Carson Wentz and the boys. We got Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, Nelson Aguilar. Probably have two catches or so. I love the Eagles in this game. I don't like the fact that there's going to be rain, but I also don't like the Chargers at all, or I'm sorry, the Cardinals at all, to even come close to winning this game. Yeah, no, it's not going to happen, guys. Eagles win this game. I'm going to say a different score than I said earlier. I think 31-16. Cardinals don't even put 20 up. I guarantee you, it's going to be one of those games where you can finally relax and say, okay, honey, get me a beer. Honey, get me some chicken wings. This game's over. Because I really think that's going to happen. There's no way the Eagles can't lose to this Cardinals team. And I will eat crow next week if they do. Put green money on it. I am. Eagles win this game big. Like I said, 31-16. Cardinals move to 2-3 on the year and going down. They're sloppy anyway. Those Seattle Seahawks, this is going to be a good game. Let's see how good. Oh, the Seahawks are back. All right, let's see how back they are. All right, they're going into Los Angeles to play those Rams who are 3-1 and surging. I love the Rams in this game. Rams have won the last 2 of 3. Seahawks, they're not going to pull the upset here. All right? Even though many might say, oh, the Seahawks are back. Oh, Russell Wilson looks unstoppable. No, he doesn't. Seahawks go to 2-3 on the year. Rams continue to dominate, by the way. How about that? The Rams, Eagles, Lions. Many people wouldn't have put any of these three teams being 4-1, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen on Sunday. Rams go to 4-1. Rams win this game 35, just like exactly what they scored against Dallas. Rams win this game 35 and continue that high-powered offense against the Seahawks. Rams win this game 35-21. Yeah, I don't see the Seahawks being able to score much in this game. Rams have a great defense. I mean, you really look at it. Rams, all right, well, their defense is 27th. Their offense is fifth. Passing fifth. Goff is getting it done. Rushing 15th, kind of middle of the pack. I love the Rams in this game. I can't go against them. One team I can go against, though, is the Oakland Raiders without Derek Carr. The Baltimore Ravens are going into Oakland and playing the Raiders. I don't think the Raiders get the win in Oakland because they don't have a quarterback. AJ Manuel stinks. The Baltimore Ravens go in there, get the very, very ugly win. I think they win something like 23-18 or 19, something really bizarre. And it will be a bizarre game and a bizarre win. But the Ravens get it done in Oakland. Move to 3-2 on the year. And Raiders just look brutal. 2-3. Don't like the Raiders in this game at all. Raiders lose. Green Bay Packers are going into Dallas. This is a tough game for the Cowboys. And I hate to do it, but I'm picking. That's sarcasm, by the way. As Chip Kelly says, was that like the wise-ass comment? Yes, it was. I love the Packers in this game. I love the Packers. I love the Packers bigly, as Donald Trump would say. Packers win this game big. Packers win 31-20. The Cowboys, I don't know what's going to happen, but the Cowboys need to start winning. They need to bring those winning ways back because the Cowboys will be 2-3, and the Eagles 4-1. They're going to be two up already. Let's go, Cowboys. What are you doing? Green Bay, however, moves to 4-1. They're a 4-1 team that many expected to be 4-1. Unlike the Lions, the Rams, and dare I say it, your Philadelphia Eagles. But yeah, Packers win this game 31-20. Cowboys just not getting it done. They're going to struggle. All right. Speaking of struggling, this should be a cat fight. Maybe that was the wrong word. A dog fight. Yeah, a cat fight. So a dog fight, because look at it this way. Those Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, 4-0, best in the league. Yeah, we're riding high. And we have to go to Houston Texans. They put up how much? Oh, boy. Wait, they put up how much? Oh, did they really? Oh, they put up 57? Oof. Okay, well, I think Andy Reid after this game will be going. Yeah, it's going to be one of those games. Here we go. I'm going to do it. And it might be a stupid pick, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my dignity on the line. Texans, pull the upset, the huge upset. The Chiefs no longer undefeated on the year. They moved to 4-1 because the Texans get it done on Sunday Night Football. Moved to 3-2 on the year. Texans win this game 35-34. They win by one. But the Texans beat the last remaining undefeated team. I can't remember where there's only been. It's week five and there's only one undefeated team in the league. Last year, it was like, what was there? At least three or four. And the Texans, like I said, get it done. Move to 3-2. Chiefs, 4-1 on the season. Remember I said that? Alex Smith has an off game, and I think it catches up to the Chiefs. Hey, listen, they're still probably the best team in the league. But those Texans, they look very good. And defensively, the Texans are ranked fifth in the league. I got to give them credit here. I think they get it done against the Chiefs, all right? And then we move to Monday Night Football. Oof, this could be a very brutally ugly game. You might want to watch WWE Raw. Or you might want to watch this. Listen, this could be a cool game to watch. Sam Bradford might be playing. Mitch Trubisky might be playing. There's a lot of mites in this game. Just like the Vikings might get a win. But I don't like them to get a win. I like the Bears to hold the Vikings down, take their lunch money, spit out their socks. Don't know what that means. but they are going to get the win and beat the Vikings. How about that? Chicago Bears, 1-3 on the year. Vikings are 2-2, but the Vikings are going to move to 2-3. The Bears move to 2-3 as well, and the Bears get the ugly win, 17-10. Chicago gets its second win on the year. All right, and that is what I have for the NFL week number 5 predictions. You know, this is the riled up segment. The only thing I could say is I am at a loss for words what happened in Las Vegas, and I really wasn't even going to bring this up and bring the program down. But I have to. I need to talk about it. I'm sickened. I'm saddened. And I'm angrily pissed off at what happened in Las Vegas at a Jason Aldean concert. I don't know what to say other than God bless those families of the victims. I think it stands at 59 people now. Is this what America is becoming right now? That's crazy. It's crazy what happens. It's an act of terrorism, whether he's white, black, orange, whatever. It's an act of terrorism. It should be treated as terrorism. There's over 500 people injured. It's horrible. It's horrible. So, God bless every single person that was there. I didn't mean to bring the program down, but it's just something I had to talk about because I know we have a heavy heart. And from all of us at One Sports Talk, I want to say, God bless, again, those families. God bless America. And how about Tom Petty? CBS, by the way, reporting that Tom Petty passed away before he actually did. I got to give CBS one of these. They report a guy is passed away before he actually passed away. That's awful. But yeah, Tom Petty leaving us at the early age of 66. Not a good week news-wise on Monday. All right, you wake up Monday morning, you hear about Las Vegas, and then you hear about, preemptively, you hear about Tom Petty, and it's just, you know, it makes you appreciate life for what life is. All right, and on this program, I just want to bring everyone sports. I want to bring everyone football. I want to bring everyone the Eagles, but when stuff like this happens, it's so hard not to talk. That's all I have to say. Now, as far as this Eagles game goes, guys, relax this weekend, all right? Go out, go pumpkin patch picking with your girlfriend, all right? If you're a girl and you're watching the Eagles, listen, go get your nails done. This isn't going to be a good it'll be a good game if you're an Eagles fan. This is not going to be close. There's not one time where you're going to look out and you're going to be like, oh, this might be, the Eagles are going to keep it close here. No. Because,
let's go have a ham sandwich.
Yeah. And next week I'll be saying the same thing.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Yeah, just enjoy this win coming up. It'll be a win, all right? I guarantee you the Eagles win. The Eagles win big, all right? It's not going to be close. Carson Palmer will have 5 sacks. The Eagles will sack Carson Palmer 5 times. Carson Wentz has an over 300-yard game. He has a pick, but he also has 3 TDs. All right, guys, thank you for joining me. Dustin will be back next week. Also, Harry Mays next week from 97.5 The Fanatic. Join us next week. We will see you right back here on One Sports Talk. Thank you guys for joining in tonight.